Well, it is summer in the United States and in certain parts of the world, too. And, of course, with it brings summer camping ministry. With me on the telephone right now is the president and CEO of BCM International, Bible-Centered Ministries, Marty Wendell. Marty, welcome back to our broadcast today.
Thanks for having me back, Greg.
Now, last time we chatted, you mentioned briefly summer camps. And I understand that BCM International has a summer camping program. Tell us about it.
Actually, we have a camping program that runs around the clock and around the calendar, depending on which country you're talking about. But the summer camping program that we have in North America involves about a dozen camps scattered throughout the United States and Canada. And we would have 8 weeks of camp this summer, camps from younger children right up through teenagers and family camp.
All right, so this is something that's specifically targeted toward North America.
Yes, in our North American camps, yes, it's targeting North America. But on all of our continents, we do camps that target people in those countries.
Tell us about some of those. I mean, how many camps are there around the world?
BCM currently has about 35 camping programs around the world. I would say 80% of those camping programs are on locations that are owned and operated by BCM. We have camps that focus on evangelism through the teaching of English. We have camps that are focused on reaching people groups that are special needs people groups. We have camps in multiple languages. We have camps for young people. In Holland, we have an interesting camp that is designed for people who are over 60 years of age. It's thought to be one of the loudest camps that we have right now.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, what areas of the world do you offer summer camps? Can you talk about all of those, or are there some areas that we can't chat about?
Well, there are some creative access areas that we probably wouldn't mention today, but there are many areas that we can easily talk about. The Ukraine, for instance, has a camp happening in Mukachevo. We have camps that happen in Germany, Italy, France, Spain, the Netherlands, the UK. Our newest camp is in Ireland, Castledaily Manor, and it's probably one of the most exciting new developments that we've had in camping in the last year. We also have camps that are happening in Latin America. In Recife, Brazil, we have a unbelievably successful English camp. In Peru and Bolivia, as well as in Mexico, we have camps that are focused on reaching children and young people as well.
Would you say, Marty, that summer camp is key in reaching the 4:14 window? And for perhaps people that don't know the 4:14 window, why don't you tell us about what that is?
It's remarkable to me that the impact that camps has may not be immediately apparent on the lives of people, but as we go through the years, you begin to see what happened at camp changes the lives of people as they grow older. The 4:14 window is a window that's sort of been neglected in today's churches and missions. When we talk about the 10:40 window of unreached people groups, the 4:14 window would be a subset, much of which falls in the 4:14 window, and that refers to children between the ages of 4 years old and 14 years old, or approximately 2 billion out of the approximately 7 billion people that we have in the world today fall in that group of people. 80% of everyone who accepts Jesus Christ during their lifetime does so between the ages of 4 and 14. And when you get them at camp, where you have their undivided attention, not only to help them interact with each other and God's creation through the nature that surrounds them, but expose them to the life-changing message that comes through the scriptures, there's no choice but to change your lives.
That's well said. And I know when you talk about camps and people getting involved in camps and some of the kids who may go, even though they don't really want to go, and yet God uses those opportunities to change their hearts and their lives and maybe just begin planting that seed that he'll begin to water and to grow and eventually harvest. It's something that is a key ingredient to BCM?
Yes, I would say that When we talk about kids that don't want to go to camp, those are usually the first timers. Once they've been to camp, you can't keep them away except under duress. The excitement that the children get at camp, once they've arrived there and become friends not only with their environment but also with the other children at camp, makes them come back year after year and create lifelong relationships that impact their life not only at camp but their life between camping seasons. Many of our leaders in today's camping programs that we have started in camps as children, and many of them at our own camps.
Well, let's talk about growth. Are you planning on expanding at all this summer?
We are always in the market to expand ministry to children, especially in camps. This summer, we currently run about 8 weeks of camp at 7 different camps in the United States and 2 camps in Canada. The fall and winter season, while it does have some camps, most of those camps are geared toward adolescents and adults and retreat ministry. Many of the retreat and adult camps that we have are people who were children campers and who don't want to get away from camp, and so they keep coming back from that. So we do plan on growth. We plan on growth not just in the United States, but we grow camps wherever we get a chance internationally as well.
Well, I know that not all people are called to be camp counselors or to be involved in that area of ministry, but at the same time, maybe some people are called to come alongside and help in a financial way or even a prayerful way. Could you talk about that? How could people get involved in that?
Yes, there are several ways that people can be involved at camp even without being there, although being a camp counselor or a camp cook or a camp maintenance person to me is like a paid vacation. But if there are folks that would like to be involved that can't make it to camp for one reason or another, first of all, they can pray for us. Prayer is what keeps our campers and our staff safe and makes it an accident-free, safe environment for the children and the campers while they're at camp. Besides prayer, they can be involved in giving. Camp scholarship is something that we are always looking for. Several of our camps, especially in Pennsylvania, specialize in bringing children from the inner city areas to camp, many of which have never been out of the city before. And there's always a critical need for camp scholarships at a variety of our camps.
What would it cost to sponsor a child?
It varies from camp to camp and depending on the program they go to, but between $250 and $350 would more than sponsor many of the children.
Well, in closing, how can we pray specifically for the camp ministry this summer?
I would ask that as we go into the camping ministry this summer, that the things that we could be praying for would first of all be God's provision of the right personnel to minister to the campers that God's going to bring to us. And then pray that all of the needs would be met, not just the financial needs, which are always there, but there are intangible needs that make camp a success or make it more difficult, such as weather, transportation to and from camp, all of the things that surround that context of the child coming to camp. And those type of circumstances often mitigate against the child being able to come to the camp. I would ask for prayer that God would just open the way for the kids to come and that the weather would be what we need to have. And then finally, that the gospel message would be presented in such a way that campers who don't know Jesus Christ would get a real relationship and get on speaking terms with him, and that those campers that have met him and know him but have cooled in their heart would get revived and come back to that first excitement and that white-hot heat of being best friends with Jesus.
Mm, well said. Well, I've been talking with Marty Wendell, President and CEO of Bible Centered Ministries International. And Marty, anything I missed? Anything you wanted to add as it relates to camp ministry?
Nothing, except if you'd like to go to camp, come see me.
Awesome. And if people wanted to go online, how could they find you there?
Yes, they could go online and see not only our website, but where camps have a variety of websites linked there as well. at bcmintl.org.
All right. And I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thanks for listening.